Hello, Wellness Warriors. Welcome to a brand new day. This is Dr. Katrina Niesker, and I am a physical therapist and health coach. So I am coming to bring you joy and love and help you learn and grow on your path of wellness on the four pillars of mind, body, spirit, and soul. Please know that this is not to be a replacement for medical advice from your primary care physician or your medical team. Each of us has unique DNA and health histories that may need special testing and guidance in order to implement some of these things safely and effectively for your unique situation. But I look forward to learning and sharing and growing alongside with you, and I hope you get a lot from the show. Love you. Hello, warriors. Today we are going to talk about envy. So, they say that envy or jealousy is the root of all evil. Well, it is a feeling of discontented or resentful longing aroused by someone else's possessions, qualities, or luck. That is part of why I'm not a big fan of competition. Growing up, society or dance or school or people tended to instill in us, or at least me, the whole win or lose, all or nothing, the best or the worst. And this, my friends, is ego at its worst. Ego, I like to say, is edging God out. So we are feeding the whole ego of either I am the best or the worst. It also takes out the factor of trying, effort, circumstances, etc. Now, don't get me wrong, I am so much happier when everybody wins, but that is not real life or reality. The whole everyone gets a trophy can be helpful for some, but harmful for others. I think we need to find a balance. Longing for what others have is not wrong. I think it's amazing to have goals, motivation, desires. Where we run into problems is when we attach our worth or identity to those things. That is where we lose sight of the process. We lose sight of the gains and focus only on the gaps. And that's where people lose hope and quit, or they feel like they failed. Envy was actually a driver for me, and I think it can be a driver for a lot of people. I envied better dancers, but I did not hate them for being a good dancer. I looked at what they did and tried to do the same. I took every single class possible, knowing that I may never be the best, but I would be better than my last effort. I envied better students, so I studied more, knowing I could never be a 4.0 student, but a 3.8 is better than a 3.0. I envied thinner people, so I tried to eat and move like them and read and learn how to change my current situation, knowing I would never be a supermodel, but that I may not be 30 pounds heavier than I am today. I envied people who had no debt and had financial security. So I worked overtime every weekend in 3 jobs. I lived simply. I saved a lot and spent wisely, knowing that I may never be quote-unquote rich and own fancy expensive things like private jets and a second home, but at least I'd have a home. I'd have food and shelter and transportation and water and peace of mind. I envied better physical therapists that knew more and made me feel unskilled or lacking confidence. So I signed up for a fellowship, knowing that I may not pass, but also knowing that I would learn a heck of a lot and so much more than if I never did it at all. You see, envy can be a great way for us to see what is possible, but not allowing it to create anger or hatred or negative thoughts or behaviors towards the other people. Not to let the lack of those things define your self-worth or value. That is where it can become toxic. That is why I like CrossFit and working out. You compete with yourself. you in your WOD or workout of the day or whatever app, you get a gold star versus everyone's else. Your gold star is your personal best. So when I PR personal record, my deadlift, and it was 205, that's a lot for me. Well, someone else was like 305. So it's not a competition against them. It's a competition against yourself of your best and knowing that you're always improving. The others motivate and push me to do more, but in an encouraging and supportive way. And it's so much better than what I experienced in the dance world and even in the medical world. Why tear down others when you can build them up? So find your community, one free of egos and envy, but of hope, motivation, and inspiration. I have found many, including my place of work. I'm so blessed to have that insight and vision and awareness. I hope that you can too. If you need help figuring out what your drivers are and maybe where you need or want to be, I am always here for you. It's hard to be envious or jealous, but be bold, confident, and strong anyway. Your happiness quotient and life satisfaction is worth it. And so are you. And that's all for today from Dr. K. All right, Wellness Warriors, I hope you enjoyed that show. And please know that I do want to learn and grow. So please comment, like, share, subscribe if you got anything from that or if you didn't. I want to learn and know. And hopefully other people do as well. And just remember that this is for informational purposes only and not to replace seeking care or guidance from a medical provider. I wish you well along your journey and look forward to hearing from you next time. Take care. Love you.